That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to the Toast and Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a gorgeous hump day. It is moving day for me. It is chaos in my life. Hey, Jax, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited, virtually excited for moving day for law.
No, like everything is wrong. You know what I mean? Like everything is wrong.
How so?
Just everything. Like I'm blogging this experience and everyone will hear about it. But just like, I couldn't even sleep last night. I'm so tired. I was so excited. Woke up in the middle of the night, realized I forgot to clean out my freezer. Scrubbing the freezer. Get back in bed. Can't sleep. Ben snoring away. Like I was just so excited. And now the fact that I couldn't sleep, like put me in a bad mood.
Oh goodness. Oh yeah. Goodness me.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
well,
I absolutely need to take my rage out on someone. It won't be you. It will be Ben.
Okay, that's fair. And
Ben just got to the new place. Sending me pictures. There's literally like huge marks in the floor.
That's frustrating. What is that?
I don't know.
Rug.
No, it's like big scratches, but it's in an area that I wasn't putting a rug. And why should I have to put a rug down because somebody else is an animal? You know?
I do know.
Turdy, do you know?
Turdy is lit.
And then I was feeling enraged this morning. I was feeling enraged this morning and I was like, oh, I'm definitely getting my period because this is just like a foul fucking mood that I'm in. And I realized in my little app, I didn't mark down my last period. And thank God I talk about it so much on the Toast. Can anybody let me know when my last period was?
I don't think that was a month ago.
Yeah, no, but that, I think I'm wait, coming up.
When we posted that clip of how are you doing?
Yes. Let's find out what day that was. And we'll do the math from there.
Yeah.
I almost never forget to put my cycle in my little P tracker app, which is such a fabulous app.
You know, we might be almost a month.
That's what I'm saying. Like this sort of nasty mood is so hormonal. It's menstrual.
Okay. Well, hopefully you have something to pin it on. The Toast is here to buoy you as we always do. And we're going to try to lift up Turdy's spirits.
No, and this is what's so, like, I out-turdied the turdy. Like, God forbid, I just don't, like, I take the day off. Like, I shouldn't even be here right now. I should be moving. But I'm so toxic in my, like, work environment. You know, like, we can't miss a show.
But what would you be doing, really? There, it's in Roadway's hands now.
I know.
You have to sit back. Honestly, one time Roadway moved me, I got a pedicure. That's how little insane. There was for me to do on the day of the actual move.
I'm so controlling.
You have to let go and let Roadway Latterd.
I don't think I can.
What's going to happen? Did like, we why find are out what you day so stressed?
The clip. I need to know when my period was.
No, what'd I mean, I can go back.
Yeah, I'm stressed. I'm really stressed.
But like, what's going to, why is this move making you so stressed? Like, it's just moving things from one place to another.
It's not. Like, you know me, Jackie, I don't like change. Oh and God. You made me do this, and it's your fault.
I thought, given how excited you were about the move, that we were you going to usurp Turdy's change-averse ways, but no.
My period was on October 4th. What day is it?
No, you're not there yet, sis.
Not even close. But let me update my app. I hate not having all my cycle information in one. October 4th.
I remember now.
Oh, I remember. Okay, I'm adding my period. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. I have 7 days left, so you're right. This might not be linked.
I don't know, but the week before your period's always, like, kind of the craziest week.
Yeah, life is either, like, you know, oh, I'm getting my period. Oh, I'm having my period. Oh, I just finished my period.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Get pregnant.
Womanhood. No. Shut up. Shut up.
You guys, pray for me today. I'm going to do my best to navigate her through these stressful waters. But I don't know. She's lit up.
I am lit up. You just got lit up. You know when you were like, actually, there's an episode of Sex and the City that really is so perfect. It's like New York City is the perfect place to be angry. You can walk in the street and like give people dirty looks, like shove people, like it's really just, and people match that energy. When I walked like with rage in my legs, like I looked like a psycho.
Yeah. The only thing is though, like you can't scream in the city.
Like I really feel like people are always screaming.
Oh, if you want to be crazy and like, you know, cause a scene, but like you can't just like let out a scream.
Yeah, I guess like you could go into your backyard and like let out a scream if you lived in the suburbs, even though like
your neighbors might hear you.
A scream in the suburbs would like your neighbors would call the police.
But same if you were in your apartment in New York and you screamed, your neighbors would call, hopefully.
Yeah, but you could scream on the street in New York. It's very casual.
No, you can't. Not unless you want to be a crazy person.
Yeah, and nobody, like crazy people just scream and everybody just ignores them and they move on with their days.
Yeah, but that's not who you want to be. Sometimes you just need to let out a scream without like alarming anyone. It's just for you.
Okay, but where can you really do that? You can't do that in the suburbs. You could do it on a farm.
You could do it on a farm for sure. Like in the mountains.
A ranch.
Yeah.
Farm life has its perks.
I think you need to let out a scream. Not here.
Also, we posted a clip on Instagram yesterday about sweeping in public bathrooms, and I just wanted to say I was not alone.
No, it was like 50-50.
Yeah, people knew what I was talking about, like wiping down the counter with a paper towel, and then also like somebody else said something, and I do this too, like pushing the paper towels down in the bin, you know?
Yeah.
It was nice to know I wasn't alone.
That should bring you comfort as you forge through this day.
As I forge through this mood.
As we all forge through the mood.
Listen, here's the thing. We're going to get through the toast unscathed. I'm really not in control. I don't have good control on my moods. Like, if I'm in a mood, I have to, like, can people get out of bad moods?
I don't know about get out of them, but compartmentalize them for a second. And that also just helps you get out of it, assuming it's kind of a benign bad mood.
No, I'm like unable to control my moods. Like they just control me. And I think, you know, I wake up every day and I'm a delight on the show. Like literally nobody's ever been nicer or more genuine than me. And today is just, Turdy's having an off day.
Okay. So I'll take the lead here. I'll usher us through this episode, which is going to be a great one because we have five really varied and interesting stories. We are not doing Dear Toasters today due to the fact that Turdy is moving and she needs her time back. So we'll do it later this week. No big deal. Yeah. We will help you later this week. And
no big deal.
It's no big deal. It's
no big deal.
And you know, it's like our show. Like, why not be a little flexible?
It's so true. Sometimes I forget that we're business owners.
No, that we're the boss.
Who do you think is the boss between us?
It depends on the topic at hand.
Yeah.
You know, like when it comes to like show running, I would say you.
Yeah.
When it comes to business running, like I would say me.
Yeah.
That's why we're such a great team.
It's so true. Like, was that a weird question to ask?
No. And what's even greater is like we know our roles and we also both know that that's how it is. Like, I just said something and you were like, oh, no, I don't feel that way.
Yeah, no, like if you were to ask me something about the show, like what I say goes and you like you listen to that. And if I ask you something about like merch or like any other like back end of the business, like you have the final word.
Right, right.
So that's just like true partnership, you guys.
Yeah, that's us.
Partners. That's us.
Partners.
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 Brock Partners.
Well, I think we should get into the stories to take your mind off of things. I don't want to continue to ask you how you're doing to fester in this wound, you know?
Yeah, it's like a good day. I'm just
It's going to be stressed. A great night. Listen, Claude, picture this.
No, tomorrow will be a great night.
Because you're going to unpack tonight?
No, I'm going to unpack all day tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, so picture this tomorrow, which is so soon. Sitting on your couch, fire roaring in the fireplace. Football on the TV, chili in the bowl vibe cultivated.
I'm having a hard time seeing it because I have like so much to do before that vision comes to fruition. But thank you.
At least it's only like 36 hours worth of doing. You know, it's not months. The hard work is over. You found the place. You're so close to the finish line. Why are you giving up? You're so close.
I'm giving up.
It's like you're one of those people who like stumbles before the end of the marathon.
No. I'm like one of those people in like a movie who like shits the bed after doing all this work to accomplish something.
For sure. But if you think of it like a marathon, like you're in the 25th mile. You did 25. You have one more mile left.
But like, I don't want to run another mile. I already ran 25.
Walk it.
Okay, whatever. I'll figure it out. Let's talk about other people's problems, not mine.
I would love to do that. So without further ado about turdy-turdy-loo, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And today's episode is brought to you by State Farm. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create a plan that gives you options so you get an affordable price, and it comes with a lot of benefits like the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is just better when you can personalize your experiences. So think about it like this. What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Well, spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you. We all know my social media is full of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift these days. Jackie's, you know, co-sleeping videos and how to properly latch for a breastfeed videos. And that's because everything is so personal in life, just like Jax and I. That's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan is all about. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. So you end up seeing more of yourself in everything you love. And what's more important than seeing yourself? Nothing. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, they'll report when you're screaming.
Like a good neighbor, let's harmonize.
They'll report.
State Farm is there.
Oh, okay, State Farm is, sorry. I was okay. Five,
like
six, seven, eight.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We'll see. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary. Call or go to statefarm.com today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Game Time. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. So Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. All-in pricing shows your total upfront so you know what you're getting without hidden fees. You can buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after the event starts. It's the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, baseball, basketball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. With zone deals, you pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. And the Game Time guarantee means that you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TOAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TOAST for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Always great to just have this app on your phone. If you travel or you live in a fabulous city where fabulous things are always going on, keep it on your phone. I like that they show you the pricing all up front, not like other websites when you buy a ticket for $5 and by the time you get to the end, it's $35. Like, it's insane. Thank you, Game Time, for sponsoring today's episode. Today's episode is also brought to you by eBoost. If you're looking for an energy drink that is healthy as well as tastes good, we have found it for you. It helps you feel more alert, ready to accomplish things on your to-do list, and it is eBoost, a non-GMO, soy-free, vegetarian, and gluten-free alternative. With no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, and 15 calories or less per can, eBoost is that girl. Who's that girl? It's eBoost. There's only 1 to 2 grams of sugar per can, and it's made of high-quality ingredients. So it's perfect for everyday energy, late nights, working late, studying, before or after your workouts. If you travel a lot, you get jet lag, or you're taking red eyes, and just the common 3 p.m. slump. For me, it's more like a 1:30 slump because I work early in the mornings. But that afternoon slump and crash can be brutal, and eBoost is here to help. Also, it's great if you had one too many the night prior and you just need something to whip you back into shape the next day. Superfuel is fabulous because it's low in sugar. It's only 10 calories per can, and it's formulated with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, nootropics. So it's not what you'd normally expect from an energy drink. So when you compare it to all the other popular energy drinks, it has way less sugar, way less calories, way more vitamins. It's made with natural caffeine and no artificial sweetener. So check out eBoost, and we have a gorgeous offer for you. eBoost is so confident that you're going to love Superfuel that they are giving you a 4-pack for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping, take advantage of this offer today, and go to eBoost.com/toast. That's eBoost.com/toast to get a free 4-pack of Superfuel. Superfuel is available at eBoost.com/toast.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our first story, a little fashion news. Kylie Jenner announces her new clothing line, Kai. Here's everything we know so far. So Kylie posted on Instagram yesterday a new brand at Kai, A-K-H-Y. There's two photos, one of her in like a black leather trench coat and then another in kind of a black leather trench coat but on the floor.
Were they not the same coat?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought maybe she was selling us the coat.
They're similar. I'm not convinced they're the same, but they could be. They could be. She has this one coat. So in the post, she's posing in a long leather trench, a pair of bright red pumps. Now, via trademark website.
Yeah, I read the trademark last night.
It's merchandise, apparel. It's a clothing line. So that is established.
But it also says like bathrobes.
Right, but I think you just register in every category. It said credit card holders. Like,
right,
I don't think she's starting a credit card holding company.
I have like an incredibly hot take.
Okay.
Why Kai?
I agree. Why? She has so many businesses that are...
But here's the thing. She like doesn't really... I feel like whatever happened to Kylie Swim...
Kylie Swim is done.
So she has Kylie Skin. Does she still?
Yes.
Which is like, in my opinion, like a part of Kylie Cosmetics. Kylie Cosmetics like hasn't reformulated. They're working on like a few new things. I feel like...
They reformulated.
But like, no, I'm saying all, like they have the new lip, I have it here. You left it here. Like they have a few new things, but like everything else is like stuck in 2018. I don't know why she's like not working on that.
I mean, she is.
As opposed to like another company.
They just came out with their new concealer.
I just feel like she could be doing more. I feel like she could be doing more.
She could be doing less, which would wind up be doing more. Like focus on the few core businesses. And I do agree with that because I feel like between Kylie Skin, Kylie Cosmetics, Kylie Baby... Like there
is Kylie Baby still around?
Last I checked, yeah.
If you have to ask, you know.
Yeah, but it's not like you wouldn't be buying it. So,
like, I feel with for Kylie a similar way with Kim. Like, you have a trademark cornerstone of your brand. Kim has Skims. Kylie has Kylie Cosmetics. Like, why isn't that enough? Why you have to go for Skakin, Kylie Skin, Kylie Baby, Kylie Swim, Kai?
Yeah.
Why?
Why, Kai? No, I hear you, though I am curious to see what this clothing line is. Don't forget they also had Kendall and Kylie.
That actually was good shit. I just want to say they sold it like PacSun and shit and Nordstrom and it was good.
It was good. I just want to see what she's going to be making, like what the price point's going to be, where it's going to be sold. I'm very open to this. I agree it's not necessary, but it's not the worst idea I've heard like Kylie Swim.
Yeah. Okay, let's do like a current state of the union. With all the Kardashian brands, I feel like there are so many. I literally forgot up until this very moment about Kylie Baby. Like, until you said it, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, and don't forget also those, like, merch site. Like, she used to have Kylie Shop that was, like, clothes that said Kylie.
Yeah, King Kylie.
I bought a lot of it.
So Kylie has, of course, Kylie Cosmetics. She had Kylie Swim, Kylie Baby, Kylie Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kylie Skin still?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a part of Kylie Cosmetics?
Let me go to KylieCosmetics.com. I was actually just... Well, because I was just on Kylie Cosmetics because I love their stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's KylieSkin.com.
No, but it's like if I go to Kylie Cosmetics, can I shop Skin?
It's under the same. Yes. Yes, you can.
Yes. Yeah, Skin, Baby, Discover.
And Baby. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. That's a nice site.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. And then...
Kim... What the hell happened to KKW Beauty? Where has one person in the last year bought Skakin?
No one I know. I use mine still.
I use mine too, by the way. Because you paid for it. So I don't think I would repurchase it.
It was a gift.
And I feel like KKW Beauty is one of Kim's like most cultish brands. Like people die for the lip liners. Like people on TikTok are always talking about how she needs to bring them back. The brand itself is just gonna KKW fragrances.
Right, the fragrances.
Crystal Gardenia.
Yeah. Kimoji.
Okay. That was a flop and Kim can admit that. I think we all know that was Steph Shab's fault, right? That's like why she got fired, I think. Because I saw she was just on a podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that. Tea.
But she didn't say Kimoji. I just feel like that was like Steph's idea and it was a bad idea. So you like fire the person whose idea it was, right?
I guess so.
Kimoji was really bad. That was like a low point for Kim. And we're like, oh, she's never going to create a $1 billion brand. And then boom, Skims.
Yeah.
So it's like, why? And I actually like what Kim's doing. She's really just focusing on Skims.
Don't forget about Skakai Ventures.
Okay, that's different. That's not a business where you sell products to people. That's like
eventually, I think that eventually it will be, because I think I don't know that they've made any investments yet, but once they do, it'll be like brands that then they promote.
For sure. But this is different. I'm talking about like full ownership of a direct to consumer company.
Okay.
And Kim has definitely scaled back.
Yeah.
I feel like all of her businesses besides Skims are pretty much like gone, except for Skakin. I do think Skakin is still
in churning
business.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But I don't know for how much longer.
Yeah. Then
Courtney and Chloe like got it down. One business, move on. Good American and Lemmy.
One business under God.
Actually, she has Poosh.
Individual.
What about Poosh? That's two.
But Poosh and Lemmy, they complement each other.
Agreed. Like, no, it's so funny how we like clowned on Courtney for many years for like not having a passion. And like, she's really I feel like Lemmy kills it.
Yeah, she has a passion for sure.
She has a passion for fashion. Yeah.
We have Safely.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. We do have Safely, Kris Jenner's. How does that do?
Good. I get the PR. It's nice stuff.
Me too. You also cannot forget about Arthur George.
No, was not going to. But you know what we are about to forget about?
Wait, let me think. 818?
Yeah.
That's also like a top five brand for
success.
The girls.
Yeah. But I was forgetting.
I kind of just forgot about Kendall in general, not 818.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm curious to see what it is. I feel like every time she launches a product, I get like so hyped about it and I buy it. And then it's just like, there's not a lot of longevity with some of her brands.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like this clothing line is going to be legit. I do. I don't think it's going to
be high fashion.
Not so high. I think mid-level. I don't think it's going to be crap.
They've also like never done their own clothing brand. Like Kendall and Kylie was like a licensing deal with like, I think Neiman Marcus or something.
Yeah, I think I'm just very interested to see what it's going to be. And I'm very hopeful and open to purchasing some of it because I love Kylie's style.
Yeah, I don't know. I also saw people on TikTok saying it's a jewelry company.
Oh. Why would those pictures be a jewelry company?
I don't know. Is she even wearing jewelry in there?
Like, no.
So Girl Boss Town, who makes PR predictions, like had a flop yesterday where she guessed. She didn't look up the trademark like other people do. She just guessed based on the creative and like what Kylie's been up to in the last couple of years. And she thought it would be like a hair care company, like hair growth, maybe serums, because Kylie's, you know, postpartum. She talked about natural hair. And while she ended up being wrong and she said like, okay, sorry, I could have just Googled the trademark. I actually found it interesting that none of the girls have done hair.
They used to do Kardashian hair.
But that was like a Sears thing. I'm talking about like their own brands. Because there's so much overlap between Kylie Skin, Skakin, KKW Beauty. Like there is a lot of overlap. So the fact that nobody just went rogue and did hair.
Yeah, but I also feel like hair, they could do it without it being this whole production. Like put it under the Kylie Skin umbrella. Like it's right. Just beauty. And she should rebrand then to like just Kylie Beauty. And it would be like cosmetics, skin, hair, everything.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ever-changing landscape of the Kardashian direct-to-consumer brands is one of my favorite topics, and I hope to continue reporting on it in the future.
Me as well. And I like being, you know, getting premium, what's the word? Products. Like, I'm open for business.
Having a conversation like a year ago that Beyonce was starting a hair care company.
Yeah,
remember?
That was like 2 months ago, but yeah.
No, that was not 2 months ago.
It wasn't a year ago.
Let me tell you, it was a year. There's literally no way.
No, I think it was like when I was in New York.
No, Jackie, no way. Beyonce hair care brand.
May 16th. When I was in
New York. How long ago was that?
5 months.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You dirty little liar.
But yeah, we're still waiting for that.
What's that from?
Real Housewives?
No! You dirty little liar. I don't mean know. Girls. When Janice Ian pops out of the sunroof and catches Katie having a party when she said she was going to see Ladysmith with Black Mambazo with her parents.
Yeah.
You dirty little liar. That was like a good impression.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing more about Kahai. We'll keep you posted.
I do like the name.
Yeah. I wonder what the H is for.
Probably just to make it, because everyone calls her Kai, and that's K-Y, but that's like ugly. Two letters is not good. The H elevates it. Kai.
Yeah, Kai.
Oh, hi. Kai. That's why.
Are you ready for our next story, which is some more fashion news?
Oh my God, are we fashionistas? No, we're maxinistas.
We're fashionistas for sure. Dame Maggie Smith proves to be the ultimate fashion icon as she sends fans wild with a new Loewe campaign, a queen with good taste to boot. So Dame Maggie Smith has been named as the new face of the luxury Spanish fashion house Loewe. The veteran of stage and screen, 88 years old, delighted fans as she posed for a series of striking photographs while modeling the brand. In one image, the star wowed in a ruffled white dress layered over a black polo neck jumper and a burgundy handbag. The photos are gorgeous. Our girl is a queen.
Quite literally. She's actually a dame. Obsessed. Literally, this like my Loewe stock goes up in, not, you know, the stock market, but in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I love this. I take a look at the photo. Do you think Dame Maggie Smith is wearing a stitch of makeup?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But like,
what do you make of that?
That this is how she wants to be. I'm sure she had pretty much control over the way she was going to look. Like, you can't really tell the dame what to do. And I think she looks lovely.
I'm obsessed. When you think of Dame Maggie, what role do you think of almost immediately?
I think of Downton Abbey.
Me too. I would say most people think of Harry Potter.
I would say that too.
But that's just the kind of gal she is. Everybody has seen something with Maggie Smith in it.
Yeah. She's someone to everyone.
She's someone to everyone. I love that.
Thanks. Also, this really makes me like Loewe. Let's talk about Loewe for a second.
Yeah, they're like the hot new shit on the street.
And also, why isn't it low?
Oh, don't get me
started. Where does the V come from?
The first time, it's L-O-E-W-E. And you know my ass was calling it Loewe, like, until somebody corrected me. They're like, it's Loewe. Well, that's... And so... To use a W as a V, that's German. Like in Germany, if someone's name is Wilma, in America, they're Vilma. Like the WV pipeline connection, Volkswagen, that's Germany. You just said it's a Spanish brand.
Yeah.
In Spanish, they have other things with letters. You know, two L's is Y, not L.
Yeah.
The V is a V in Spanish.
No, I want to know where the V comes from when there's no V in sight.
No, I want to know where the audacity comes from.
Yeah.
To disregard phonetics and linguistics.
And I also just like want to know where this brand came from. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, no, it came.
So true.
And it is like everywhere. Everyone's wearing it. It's giving a, like, I feel two ways, but it is giving industry plant a little bit. Like it just popped up one day and everyone decided it was going to be cool. I will say though that their stuff is nice. So it's not just like ugly things that people are saying are cool.
Yeah.
They've got some nice things going on, but it's also relatively basic.
Simple. Yeah, no, and when new brands happen, I feel like it's such a slow rollout to get to a place where you're considered like a designer brand and everybody knows your name. Like, I feel like a good brand that's having that experience right now is Kate, K-H-A-I-T-E.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing about them like slowly for a while, then Fashion Week, and when Morgan Stewart wears it, like, you know, it's good. And then Ariel Charnas, like, it's a very slow rollout, but it's like we all woke up one day and we all knew what Loewe was and how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's like The Measure. It just showed up on our door.
Jackie, it's like The Measure. Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up.
No, I'm telling you, there's something sus about it. And now it's like, it's so big that it's like, oh, should I get a Fendi bag or a Loewe bag? Like, it's not, like, I feel like Kate, it's like its own category. It's just clothes.
It's very, I think of it as like the row.
Yeah, but like when, if I were going to get like a designer bag, like all of a sudden, like Loewe is up there with the ones that have been around for decades.
Totally. And speaking of designers, I saw the craziest video this morning on TikTok. I see them all the time with like people in New York. Like if you're waiting outside of a club and you can't get in, you know, people like start having breakdowns. Like, do you know who my father uh-huh. is? And they always get filmed and they always get put on the internet. But the one that I saw was like, do you know who my father is? He's the richest man in the world. And people figured it out. His dad is the richest man in the world, the LVMH family.
Okay.
And his name was Alexander Arnold, and the dad is Bernard Arnold. And he's like having a fucking mental breakdown outside of the club, literally like, do you know who my father is? He sounded like Anna Delvey. And he was like, I will buy this club. I will buy this club. And the guy, and the doorman who's heard this like from everyone in New York is like, yeah, sure. And he was like, the guy was like, do you know who my father is? And he's like, oh, you don't know who your father is? Your daddy didn't tell you. Like, he's literally going back and forth. And every asshole in New York always, like, if you've been outside a club, you've seen someone having a fucking, full mental breakdown for not getting into a club. And being like, I'm going to call my uncle. Like, but this that guy uncle. Actually was someone.
Yeah.
And my God, how humiliating.
You have to send that to me. That's hysterical.
Oh, I will. You know what? I absolutely have to find it. I have to find out the right spelling of his last name and then I'll find it. People in the comments were so quick to do the work because the video just got posted. Nobody knew who he was. But then everybody's like, that's Alexander Arnold.
That's humiliating.
Jackie, and he was so drunk. And I want to say they're Austrian. I don't know what the accent was giving. Do you know who my father is?
I'll Google his nationality. Arnold.
German?
He's French.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was doing sense. The wrong accent. Do you know who my father is? Yeah, that was more it because it was like less aggressive. It was like, I will buy this club. I will buy this club. No, it was so funny. Honestly, I think I'm doing it funnier than it actually was.
Maybe don't send it to me so it can,
I'm not.
It can live this way in my head.
I'm also curious like what club it was based on my like the small quarter. I want to say it was Paul's Casablanca, but I'm not sure. And I also want to know if he bought the club.
Yeah, new management.
No, when I tell you, I ran to the comments, like just to see what people did. People on TikTok did all the work for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Spell their last name.
A-R-N-A-U-L-T.
Okay. I had like just woken up. I wasn't like present enough.
Oh, so it's like Bernard Arnold. Bernard Arnold.
Wait, say it again.
Bernard Arnold. Bernard Arnold.
What?
Like the A-R-N, like it's a, it's just like a, if your last name's Arnold, I wouldn't have named my kid Bernard.
Of course I can't find the video anymore. Alexandre. Oh, it's not Dur. Alexandre. I'll have to spend
Alexandre
some time to find
Arnold. Hold on. Here he is. Let's see if it's made the news yet.
Maybe it wasn't a new video. Maybe it was just my first time seeing it.
Mm. Ooh, he cozied up to Gal Gadot at Tiffany & Co. event.
Oh my God, what?
Isn't she married?
I love finding out about like new famous wealthy people to like be invested in. Because then I watched a video on his dad and it was just saying how like the dad is very proud of his family legacy and they have like all the kids and the relatives, they all like are people of note, you know? So this was like a huge scandal for the family.
Well, he's the mastermind behind Tiffany & Co.'s new direction, according to Vogue. He's like—
Who is?
Alexander, the club—
No way, the guy I saw in that video.
The club goer, he's 31. That sounds right, his name's Alexandre. He's the former CEO of Rimowa.
What?
Wait, bro thinks he's a movie. Hold on. Oh, and I have TikTok on my iPad. I think I might have found. Oh, no, I'm not logged in.
Never mind. I need to find it. Like, I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, well, okay, we'll talk offline.
Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Okay, are you ready for our next story? We need to keep it moving because Turdy has to move.
And what?
It's number three.
Story number.
Don't get your progress. Yeah, no,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Mauricio Umansky was spotted holding hands with his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater, amid Kyle Richards' split. So romance rumors are heating up for Mauricio and his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater, amid his separation from Kyle Richards. Mauricio, 53, and the dance pro, 34, were spotted getting flirty during a...
Not terrible.
No. I just wanted to know their ages, but these are consenting adults.
Yeah, like if you're over 30, like live your life.
Yeah, your frontal lobe completed. Make your choices. Yeah. Mauricio and the dance pro were spotted getting flirty during a romantic dinner date at Matsuhisa in Beverly Hills, California. Photos obtained by Page Six show the duo holding hands as they exited the restaurant, and a witness said that they exchanged kisses while seated at the bar inside.
I mean, this isn't like surprising, but I do feel like so much of the Kyle and Mauricio divorce drama has kind of been like spoiled. Like they've been trying to like hold out for the show. It's just left people confused and like a little annoyed. And now this is a confirmation, right? Like, cause this is an affair.
Well, it's not an affair. I do think he's having like a fling, but I do think just in the way that I see it, I feel like him and Kyle are kind of on a break. Like she's living her life. He's now meeting someone else. I feel like they might still get back together because they're not like officially divorcing, but they're both like seeing what else is out there right now. I don't know why that's how I see it. That's just the vibe I'm getting based on everything they're putting out.
That's totally fair because like even yesterday he posted like a long tribute to Kyle. It's very clear that these are people on good terms.
Yeah.
Kyle went to support and went to a taping of Dancing with the Stars. So I think the idea of them being on a break is entirely possible.
Yeah. Just like figuring out what the next chapter is going to be and deciding if they still want to be married. But I don't think the decision was made yet. But then this is also how things get messy. What if he like falls for someone else? What if she was ready to come back to the marriage or vice versa? I don't know how long this phase can last, if it's even out as I see it, which, like I said, it's just a feeling.
It's just a feeling, but I think you're right. And also, I think this is cute. Like, she's an age-appropriate girly, Emma. You get very close. It's very hard not to fall in love with your dance partner because it's so much time together. It's high stakes, high energy, closeness, physical closeness.
A lot of trust has to be put into your partner.
You're also sharing a lot because every episode is like, oh, when I was six, you know, you're opening up slowly week after week, you know, opening a vein for whatever the theme of the episode is.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to fall in love. Think about how many like relationships, babies, Robert Herjavec, Nikki Bella,
he's the gold standard. Oh, so is she.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And people are, because I know this from TikTok, people are obsessed with Harry Jowsey and his partner, Riley. And I need everyone to stop because she's literally 18.
Let me go look.
Riley Arnold. They are like shipping her and Harry and they're being so cute.
But he's
and they
not had a, that old.
I think he's 30.
You think?
And 18 is really young.
Okay. She's 18. He's 26.
Okay. Not horrible.
Not horrible as far as Hollywood goes. Okay, they're so cute. Sorry to like
stop
those people. But
she's really cute. She's all over my TikTok these days because her and Harry did a dance on Dancing with the Stars that went viral. So you grab girls and you grab a couple more and you all can meet me at the middle of the floor and then you spin. And then Julianne Hough did it. Spell it right.
I'm obsessed. I hope they win and live happily ever after.
And get married.
Yeah. Thanks.
I feel like they could
thanks
win.
For bringing that to my attention.
You're welcome. I feel like I'm like...
You're bringing things to my attention today.
That you enjoy.
That I do enjoy. Alexandria Arnault.
Yeah. I need to find that video.
Okay. Let's get into our next story.
Do you want to get into our next story that's brought to you by L'Oreal?
I do.
This episode of The Toast is brought to you by the new L'Oreal Paris Bright Reveal Dark Spot Serum and the Broad Spectrum SPF 50 Daily Lotion. Dark spots, game over. You know, dark spots are the bane of my existence, and I feel like as I get older, they get worse, and I'm so good with like my sun coverage, but sometimes a dark spot is a dark spot, especially after the summer. So once when I was playing pickleball so much over the summer and just like spending time outside with my gals and guy friends, because I have a lot of friends.
That's what someone who has a lot of friends says.
Yeah. Dark spots became a really big issue for me. And just because summer is over does not mean you need to stop wearing your SPF. SPF is also every day. So we are protecting our skin. We are helping our dark spots with L'Oreal Paris. So the Bright Reveal 12% Dark Spot Serum visibly fades all types of dark spots, such as age spots, sunspots, as well as post-acne marks. So visibly fades up fades all types of dark spots up to 40%. In 1 week, they start fading even the most stubborn dark spots. After 2 weeks, your skin looks clearer, skin texture looks refined and smooth. There's also the Bright Reveal SPF 50 Daily UV Lotion. We gotta, like, in our old age, ladies, we have to be wearing sunblock, like, all the time. Even if you're not, you know, tanning. If you're outside, you need to protect your skin. I love the one from L'Oreal Paris. And when paired with the Dark Spot Duo, this derm-validated duo visibly reduces the look of dark spots in just 1 week. It visibly fades and protects from dark spots. So discover the new Bright Reveal Dark Spot Duo. Visit Target online and in-store to buy yours today. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Inky List. Skincare can be confusing. And with all the complicated beauty jargon, it can seem nearly impossible to figure out what is actually best for your skin. Well, now you don't need to figure it out on your own because you can shop with confidence at the Inky List. The Inky List is an award-winning, science-backed skincare brand that has the right ingredients at an affordable price to get the results you're looking for. Whether it's targeting acne, reducing fine lines, boosting hydration, the Inky List creates a unique skincare routine that really works so you can reach your skin goals. If you don't know where to start, your first stop should be their online skincare quiz. They'll answer all your questions so you can make better decisions about your skin, like do I really need a toner? And what's actually polyglutamic acid? Or is skipping moisturizer making my oily skin worse? Also, the Inky List just launched a new product that will take your routine to the next level. With their new Plumping Lip Balm, you can get up to 40% plumper lips in just 4 weeks. Without filler, without a filter, they're just fuller. Check out the before and afters on their website if you don't believe me, also available at Sephora. So right now, the Inky List is offering our listeners 20% off their purchase with promo code TOAST. Go to theinkylist.com. That's spelled I-N-K-E-Y. So theinky, I-N-K-E-Y, list.com. Promo code TOAST for 20% off your order. That's theinkylist.com. Promo code TOAST for all of your skincare needs. Thank you, Inky List, for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Our next story, a little more fashion news. Hailey Bieber is on the cover of GQ, and she's talking about why she and her husband Justin dress like they're on two separate planets.
She did a good interview. There was a lot of little sound bites from, and she looked fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. She said she got real about everything from her skincare line to her life in the spotlight with her husband Justin in the new interview with GQ Hype published on Tuesday, including why she and her spouse often step out in completely mismatched outfits. She said, it's so funny because I see so many people talk about this. It looks like often looks like they're attending events on two separate planets.
Yeah.
She said the reason for this is because he typically gets ready first, which could partially explain why she doesn't dress to match his super casual fits. Mm-hmm. She also told GQ that he might want to wear baggy sweats to dinner and I might want to wear a tiny little dress because that's just how I'm feeling. We can't sit there and be like, so I'm going to wear this and you're going to wear this.
Like, this is a funny thing, but the fact that it needs to be explained, like, is everybody dumb? Like, he's a man and he wants to be comfortable and he doesn't give a shit what he looks like because he's rich and famous. And she's a gorgeous glamazon who wants to be fabulous and she gets dressed up because it's fun and she's a trendsetter. Like, need we explain more?
Yeah, but it's just a funny thing to then behold.
I also saw, I don't know if it was from this interview, but she was talking about how, you know, when the day comes when they start a family, like the internet will be the last people to know.
Yes, because she was and talking kind of about that. Like the pregnancy rumors swirling. She was saying like, I can't even be bloated one time and not be pregnant. Right. She said that it hurts her feelings. It's disheartening.
Yeah, no, I actually read some comments yesterday where people thought I was pregnant. They're like, Claudia's dropping Easter eggs. I was like being a little weird at the end of the episode, but I wasn't like literally, no.
No.
No, I'm still on Ozempic. Like, you can't get pregnant, so.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. I saw that, too. Everyone's kind of,
I just like to create drama.
Yeah, and you like to create mystery and intrigue around yourself.
Yeah, no, and if people, like, think I'm pregnant, like, okay.
Think about me some more. I'm
not. And it's not, like, a bad thing. Being pregnant's beautiful. Like, oh, you think I'm beautiful? Thanks.
Yeah.
But, I just love Hailey Bieber.
I know, same. And now it's, like, That's their couple style, is one of them to be like so dressed down, her to be so dressed up. I love those memes that it's like me and my toddler and like she's the toddler who's like dressed in the nines.
She's a meme. People dresses her for Halloween already. They're going to, I'm sure, like when she, at the Krispy Kreme event where she wears that sickening red outfit.
The red outfit and he's in a grout fit with Crocs. Yeah.
That's a Halloween costume. So you know what? It's fun. It's flirty. It's fresh. Say what you want about these two. They're hot and heavy, going strong. Jelena can eat my ass.
Yeah, and I also feel like for a lot of couples, like this is how they dress. Like the men just want to be comfortable. They're not getting all dolled up with you. But like, I'm a fashion girly and I'm going to wear my Loewe.
Oh no, I ended up on Jelena talk again. Like these people who think that Selena and Justin should be together. And they used AI.
Oh.
to make like updated photos of Selena and Justin like in love and like married. I think there was also one with like a baby. It was really sick. It was sick.
That's really crazy. AI is dangerous.
And Jackie, they were right. So
AI can be
real.
Dangerous in the wrong hands.
In the hands of a Jelena stan. Jackie, it looked so real.
Send it to me.
I know. I hate to send you TikToks because I know you can't like open them.
I can open them and I watch them, but sometimes it depends what the cover photo is. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to watch this ugly person.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like I do send you TikToks and you don't respond.
No, like you sent me one the other day and I'll tell you why I didn't even open it. It was just looked like an ugly person like talking about something and I just wasn't interested.
Oh, my God. We're all beautiful, Jackie. We are all beautiful.
No, here, wait. No, I'm scrolling. No, I watched.
Oh, God, I shouldn't.
I watched Novak Djokovic.
Oh, yeah, I sent you something of Novak Djokovic.
If I didn't respond, just know that I did see it. Oh.
Wait, I have to go look.
That one I'm not going to share, but I didn't look at it, but the caption made me laugh, and I could imagine what it was. I guess do really look at most of what you send me. Oh, you know, let's go to links in our chat history.
I also should not have opened my phone because Ben, going to need new rugs. They're not going to fit in this space.
Oh, goodness. That's not the energy we need right now, Ben.
No, but I'm going to hit up Ruggable. You have any Ruggables?
I don't have Ruggables.
They're machine washable.
I know. And they have the little like things. It's actually great for kids. I would love some Ruggables. But I also just got some nice rugs from Rugs USA. They are toasters over there if you need a rug.
They're also toasters at Ruggable. So
I mean, you can never have enough rugs.
No, it's so true. Especially like I actually wanted to get rid of one of my rugs. Like when you have a dog, like you can't really like keep rugs. Like Theo was trained
on this rug.
I should toss. Yeah, on this here rug.
Yeah, I would like rugs from Ruggable and Rug USA.
This is not a sponsor. We're just
thirsting
like,
for rugs. For
whores for free things.
Yeah, we're just whoring ourselves out. Don't mind us.
Yeah, don't move along. Nothing to see
unless
here.
Unless you work for a rug or furniture brand.
Or furniture company.
You can skip ahead.
You can shoot me an email.
Any other furniture needs that you have? You know what I really need? And I
need everything.
I really need outdoor furniture. And I know what I'm...
Oh, me too. I have outdoor space.
Oh, okay. Outdoor furniture brands that we don't like already work with. If anyone like wants to send some stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else you need? We should have a section on the show. Because again, it's our show. We're the bosses, where we just like tell the universe what we need and see if any like social media managers want to work together.
Oh my God. Okay. I need like everything for a new home. Like I probably need a whole new set of pots and pans because mine were so old. I'm going to get from Caraway.
Okay. Oh my, Caraway came out with a few new gorgeous pieces that I need to get my hands on.
Oh. So anything home decor related, like I need a bed for my guest room, I need rugs. I just need like a lot of stuff from a furniture website.
Yeah. And all furniture websites are beautiful. And I'm sure I can find something I love from any of them.
And I'm happy to leverage my enormous following, you know?
Yeah.
For some free stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That's all?
I also ended up on this other side of TikTok. I actually think you'll be interested, like talking about the business of influencing. And this debate of like whether or not being an influencer is a hard job.
Who? What were they saying?
So and it's from creators themselves, like people with, you know, big TikTok followings or people who have followings but also work regular jobs still. And the general consensus was like, no, it's not a fucking hard job. Like there is hard work involved, but it's really not physically laborious. It's not manual labor. And it's a job you're lucky to have. But then there was a whole other conversation about how, you know, other jobs that are much more arduous and physical and taxing don't have the mental health
consequences
that influencing does. And they you know, people said that's also a good point.
Yeah, no, influencing, like the work itself, whether you're like, you know, filming a video or a reel, if you're good at it, it's not incredibly hard, but it still like takes time and whatever. But there is a component of being an influencer that is very difficult in your daily life. And it never turns off. It's not like 5 o'clock, I'm going to shut my computer. You have there is...
In terms of actual work, as in tasks, it is not a difficult job.
No, but there are a lot of jobs, like any administrative computer laptop job.
a laptop job.
Yeah. You know, the
LTJ.
You know, the ones we used to be, have laptop jobs.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But
I just thought it was an interesting combo.
It is an interesting combo. I would say the difficulty lies in having everyone's opinion of you, like, be a part of your work and not something that you can ignore or turn off ever.
Ignore. Yeah, and, like, being forced to receive just, like, that mass amount of opinions.
Yeah, you've got to have a strong constitution, like the girls at Done and Done.
It always comes back to the strong constitution.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am, and I just want to say I'm feeling so much better. The toast is so restorative and healing.
I knew it would be. You just have to trust the process.
Trust the process.
Our fifth and final story, Erica Jane reveals why she's still married to Tom Girardi. She said,
I had no idea.
I had no idea. I hadn't thought about it, but now that I think about it, yeah, we never got, like, finalized past that, you know, election day divorce. What happened next? Right.
EDD, election day divorce.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. So we're coming up on 3 years now of when they filed.
Oh, yeah, because it was presidential election. It was election,
yeah. So next year, if anybody wants to bury their divorce in the news, election day just divorce. Just know,
you have about a year to prepare.
Get your ducks in order.
Yeah.
Erica Jane is not concerned about finalizing her divorce from her estranged husband, Tom Girardi. She said, quote, in an interview with Entertainment Tonight, which just is the best interviews with the best people.
Agreed.
She said, in the order of all of the problems I'm facing, it's probably the absolute last thing I care about. I just don't think about it. The day I filed for divorce and we were legally separated, that was it for me. We are in very different places. I have a lot to clean up and pick up and move on. She added that the timing of everything all comes down to needing to protect herself. She said, even after a 2-decade-plus marriage, that's what it came down to, looking out for yourself.
I had no idea these two were still married. I guess I do imagine she's not dying to get married again, so legally being married means nothing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Tom's really in a position to, like, bother her about this, like, you know, and...
No, I know this is going to be, like, so mean. I feel like she's probably just, like, waiting for him to die.
Yes.
He's in a facility. He's very old, so it probably would just be easier that way if she becomes a widow instead.
Yeah, and it's not like them being technically married. I don't think he's, you know, banging down her door or anything. It's the same difference. It's just less paperwork to stay married but separated than to go through the process. And I'm sure also trying to divorce someone who's mentally unwell in a conservatorship,
right.
Like more paperwork. It's just a lot. And as she said, she's got a lot on her plate. I understand this.
Yeah, I actually think this is going to be an amazing season of Beverly Hills Housewives. I feel like it's been so long.
Today, tomorrow?
Does it?
Yeah, it's like it was supposed to, yeah, it's this week. It might even be tonight.
Oh, oh my God, I won't have my TVs installed.
It might be tomorrow. Let me look it up
for
you.
I'll watch on the computer. That's fabulous. I feel like we're going to have a really good season between Kyle stuff, new housewife. They took a little bit of a break, so it's just been a long time. So our first season without Raina, but I'm really not worried.
No, I'm not worried either.
Like, I was just watching when I was in LA, because I was just watching Bravo on the TV, and they were airing that season of Beverly Hills where Denise gets, you know, it's tonight, where Denise, they go to Rome, and Lisa Rinna turns on Denise. Ooh. You're so angry. And it was just so good.
Yeah.
I really miss that franchise. It's been a very long
time. Yeah, and we haven't been watching Housewives right now, but that's the perfect franchise to get us back into it. On it now that I know it's tonight.
Actually, I've been watching New York and Salt Lake City.
Oh, true. Well, for me, I'll be back in, and it might make me want to watch all the other ones I have recorded.
I need to catch up on the new Roni reunion. I heard it was actually very good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to BravoCon, which I'm really excited about.
Go Turdy.
Go Turdy, go Turdy, go.
Go Turdy, go Turdy, go.
Was that the fifth and final story?
That was. That's it. You did it.
Good, good. Yeah, Ben sent me some turnt pictures of my big new furniture in my apartment. It's like not going
to fit. Well, you do have to take out some modules from your couch. We knew that.
Yeah.
But now that...
Ben texting me, are you done recording? Because I have a potentially bad idea. Call you in two.
We love the self-awareness.
Oh my God. Ben is... I need to get over there because he wants to make one of the bedrooms a dining room, okay? I have to go. Save my family.
Now you know why we can't have dear toasters today.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast and Lenny Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday, Friday, and YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. Oh, my bedroom looks so good.
Send me a picture. Send it to me right now.
Okay, hold on. Like, I have windows and views and sky and buildings. I think I need a bigger carpet, but I'll survive. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Chelsea Monday Morning Show.
I literally knew you were going to say that.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Chelsea Monday Morning Show. We deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere. Podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you've seen a podcast. Find us at Chelsea, 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Jax, did you get the picture of my bed?
It looks so good. You need a new rug, but it looks amazing.
Need a new rug. It's too small, right?
Yeah, you should also put some wallpaper in there.
I did. I bought new wallpaper.
Oh, what kind?
The same one for my old apartment, but like new rolls.
Garagey-pargy.
Do you not like that wallpaper?
No, I do. Okay. I do. I guess like, okay. Yeah, if you're moving, like I love my bedroom wallpaper. If I moved, I would get that.
You take your wallpaper.
I'd get it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I did love it.
Should I get a new one?
No. I love wallpaper.
No. Me too. It's such a fabulous, fun, fresh way to spice up, especially a rental.
To class up the place.
Okay, I really gotta go.
Love ya.
Love you guys.
Bye.